This is a Fox News alert. The markets tumble into new territory. I'm Lisa Brady. Wall Street on the cusp of a bear market after the S&P hit the threshold during the session down 20% from its most recent high. The Dow also tumbling at the close, capping its eighth straight losing week, which hasn't happened since 1932. A late rally, though. The Dow up 7 points now. Inflation still the overriding concern for the market.
This is really 70s era inflation.
The head of the St. Louis Federal Reserve Bank, James Bullard, telling Fox Business the Fed needs to move aggressively to bring inflation under control.
The sooner we do that, the better. Otherwise, we'll be wrestling with this for, you know, another decade, and we don't want to be in that situation. So let's get the job done and get it done now.
He thinks the Fed can make several more half-point rate hikes this year and still avoid recession. Now, again, the stocks had been tumbling, but a very late rally, the S&P and the Dow both finishing higher at the close. Russia is claiming it has fully liberated the steel plant, where hundreds of Ukrainian fighters had been the last line of defense in the heavily bombarded city of Mariupol. Fighters recently turning themselves over to the Russians. Ukrainian officials have said they hope for a prisoner swap with Russia. The Pentagon working on the first flight of Operation Fly Formula to help address the baby formula shortage.
Formula from Zurich, Switzerland to the United States. It will be going to Plainfield, Indiana, this first flight.
But spokesman John Kirby says the Defense Department is not in charge of getting it onto store shelves. The Archbishop of San Francisco just announcing that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is being barred from receiving communion over her position on abortion. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie, formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services, marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you, it's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area, so you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
A ruling by Wisconsin's high court broadens who can legally carry concealed guns in the state.
In a unanimous ruling, the Wisconsin Supreme Court overturns a lower court's ruling involving a man who was convicted of a misdemeanor domestic violence charge in 1993. Whose concealed carry license was revoked because of the conviction. The High Court ruling that disorderly conduct is not a misdemeanor crime of domestic violence under federal law, and it doesn't disqualify a person from holding a concealed carry license.
Fox's Jeff Manasso, Chicago's top cop, taking aim at the legal system and the way some violent repeat offenders are set free.
People who have violent crime histories who are then arrested for possessing a gun illegally. They should not be released. They should be deemed dangerous people and held till trial. And
Superintendent David Brown, after a fight at a McDonald's on the city's north side last night, led to gunfire with 9 people shot, 2 of them dead. A suspect was chased and captured, but the investigation continues. Character actor John Alward is being remembered for a decades-long career, best known from ER and The West Wing.
The actor's wife, Mary Fields, put out a statement that read, "John was a wonderful actor and a great friend to many. He was proud of his film and television work, although his life in the theater was where he was the happiest." Elwood is most famous for his role in the medical drama ER as Dr. Donald Anspaugh. Until he landed that role, he primarily worked in theater. He also portrayed the character former DNC chairman Barry Goodwin on The West Wing and had roles in the FX anthology series American Horror Story.
Fox's Michelle Pollino. Elwood was 75 and died of natural causes. Elisa Brady, this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.